Episode 496, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Am I really that old?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Has your summer begun yet? Are your kids out of school? Is it like the last day of school? I know some of my girlfriends, their kids are already out of school. And I'm like, oh, that's so not fair. I am so ready for summer. And we still have a few more weeks left of school. Now, as much as my children love school and they're very studious children, yes, you can hear the mama talking, right? Well, they still want to get out for summertime and they are ready to be out. They want to have that freedom. And today we have that freedom. Why? It's confession day, confessions of an upset mama. Am I really that old? And I'm going to leave you with a teaser. It's not about age. Okay. So for that, we got to give a shout out to our wonderful newfound friends. Welcome to the family. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, you have found an incredible family, an amazing bunch of women who are wanting to become their best selfie so that they can love and serve better, give more. You see, when you take care of yourself, there's something like mysteriously that happens. It's magical. We want to give more. We serve better. And so, you know what? If that's what you're here for, come on over. I want to hear from you. Maybe you want to explore a little bit. Maybe you're saying, oh, I would love to talk to Christiane. You know what? Let's set up a discovery call. All you have to do is go over to createyournow.com, click on Let's Connect, click on there and send me a little note. It comes right to me. I will be happy to set up that discovery call so you and I can chat. And guess what? It's free, F-R-E-E. So it's just some time. It's my way to be able to give to you. You can explore a little bit, figure out maybe if coaching's for you, or maybe you just have a few questions. I am here for you. Okay, now, did we get all the domestic beauties out of the way? Oh, one other thing. You want to make sure you sign up for the AIM Academy, and obviously you will find that sign up at createyournow.com. Now we have the domestic beauties all taken care of. All the announcements are done. That's what I like to call the announcements. If you haven't figured that out yet, we call them domestic beauties. It just sounds so much more refreshing. Not like, oh, get your chores done. Oh, here are the announcements. It's just too blah. Right? We're not about blah. You are a woman of impact. So let's get into it today. Confessions of an upset mama. Oh, I'm confessing all right today. Has your age ever hit you between the eyes and you find yourself saying, am I really that old? Did I go through a time warp? Well, I had an amazing day today. I spent the day with fifth graders. Now, lately I've been spending the day with fifth graders a lot. This is because it's the end of the school year, and they like to jam pack all of their field trips in at the very last few weeks. And I'm like, oh my goodness, my schedule can't take it, let alone my mind. Actually, I love it because I have worked with thousands of children in my lifetime, and they are just precious to me. I love kids. As you can tell, I have five of my own that I claim to be my own. They may not claim me, but I claim them. Anyway, we're out together and we are at this reserve post here in the United States, and we're up north, and they have a really cool center. It's called the LRC, and that stands for Leadership Reaction Course. And actual soldiers go through this training, and it really is a life application skill. And it focuses a lot on like leadership, communication, teamwork, confidence. Life application, you know, what we use in our daily lives, not just 2 + 2 = 4. Not that we don't use mathematics in that, but truly thinking, how we get through our days. You know, how do we figure out we have a problem, a challenge, a struggle? What do we do? You know, we've got to get to the other side. Well, how do we get to the other side? Just like if we want to pay that bill, how do we save up money to pay that bill? So it's really cool what they do. Well, if soldiers are going through this, imagine fifth graders. Awesome fifth graders. Well, awesome it is, but maybe not so much for this mama. Because I had the opportunity, obviously, to watch not only the children, but the parent volunteers. Yes, it was like I was in a science lab. Oh, you know, I was excited, right? Because, you know, I like to go people watching. And so for me to sit there and have the kids and even some of their parents and to watch the interactions, oh my goodness, eye-opening. And actually, it wasn't necessarily eye-opening where I discovered something that I didn't know. What it was more of, it was actually confirming what I had already suspected, which actually kind of, well, made me sad. And that's when it came to mind, am I really that old? Have I gone through that time warp? You see, I was beginning to notice the different dynamics in the children and seeing them and then watching their parents. I would see how they would interact. The kids would interact with each other, trying to figure out a solution to a problem that they would have. So for example, let me give you a scenario here. Imagine two tunnels that you have to get over to the other side, and there's these two concrete pillars in front of you. And when you have these two concrete pillars in front of you, there's water down below. You cannot jump. You can't fly. And all you have are two boards. How do you get your whole team of eight people over to the other side? That's a tough one. Soldiers do this and learn how to work as a team. And now we're asking fifth graders to do it? Well, believe it or not, our biggest group got four children across. It was awesome. But what was interesting about the whole process, one of them would hold the board, and the board would have to, okay, you know what a tunnel is, right? You know a tunnel. Imagine this huge, big concrete tunnel that comes straight out. But those concrete pillars sit in between those two tunnels. So in order to get to that first concrete pillar, you have to have the board at an angle. Well, in order to do that, there's physics involved. It's a longer board, and it has to be just right in order to fit. And it's hard to maneuver because that board is heavy. Well, during the teamwork session, these kids are realizing that this board is heavy. And as it goes out further and further, the board gets heavier and it begins to weigh down. And so it's getting closer to touching and falling into the water. Well, if that happens, somebody has to get wet, go in and get it, and come back and start all over again. And the water is just like natural water. I know that sounds strange, right? But it has like algae growing in it, green stuff. And you're like, ooh, I don't want to be in there. So it's not swimming pool water by any means. And sanitation, yeah, by nature it is. You're fine. But there could be some little things maybe growing in there that you wouldn't want to touch. So they were not really wanting to necessarily fall into that water. They thought it would be fun the first time, but by the second, third, and fourth, not so much. So they're sitting here trying to get this angle. Well, in order to do that, the weight's going down in front because it gets heavy. You know, as it goes out further, the weight of the board begins to drop. And so one team person cannot hold it, especially fifth graders. I mean, that board is heavy. It's like a 4x8 board. It's a good size board. And so they'll ask for another team member. We can't help them. We just give them open-ended questions for them to figure it out. And with the exception of keeping them safe, ultimately our job was to keep them safe. So it came a point where they would say, I need a team member to help me hold this. They would come up. Can you believe that we'd have some kids there that would sit there and hold it with two fingers? I'm like, did you not see the board when we were talking about it? A 4x8 board. We're talking wood. We're not talking about some light little styrofoam piece of, you know, contraption here. No, this is heavy stuff. And their teammate in front of them, they're struggling. Yet they're just sitting there holding it with two fingers. Am I really that old? What are we missing here? What got under my skin is how progressive we are in technology, medical advances, science research, yet we are regressing in life application skills. You know, I spoke at the very beginning about is talking, you know, with the LRC, which is the leadership reaction course, is talking about leadership, communication, teamwork, confidence. And there were a couple more. I can't remember them off the top of my head. Instead of working on that, building up strengths, they were relying on being lazy and they expected someone else to do the work. some of them would stand in the back like, well, I don't really need to be up there because this dude's going to do all the work anyway. And maybe once when I get in the tunnel, I can do it. I just thought, really? Am I really that old? Maybe you've experienced that yourself. Maybe at a restaurant and you say something to your waitress or waiter, for example, and they don't even have a response. They don't even say like, hello. They don't really even greet you. It's like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, hello. How about, hi, it's great to have you here. How may I help you today? You know, what can I get you to drink? Instead of like, yeah, let's get right down to what I'm supposed to be doing. This whole cop and attitude. Am I really that old? Am I missing something, mamas? Because I don't know, maybe you've gone back into school or back into the workforce. Maybe you're beginning to see how adults react because you see that's where the test tube thing got even better today. Not only was I watching the kiddos, but then I got to watch the parents. Do you know that we had more parents standing on the sidelines than those that actually should have been coaching? It was really sad. I was with a great group. There were three of us, myself and then two guys. Awesome dudes. And they were military, of course. So I'm going to give them a shout out to them because they were fantastic. And that says a lot for our military. So when you do see somebody that's in the reserves, National Guard, the military, make sure you thank them because they do devote their time to serving your country, whether you're here in the United States, whether you're in Canada, Australia, Japan, wherever you are. Be sure to thank your military because we need them. We do. They keep our countries safe, and that's really important. So I was really blessed to have a great team to work with. So we three adults were doing great, but I was looking around at the other ones and I'm like, really? I'm glad I'm not working with them. And that's really bad to say about another adult. Did you ever have that experience walking through the grocery store and you're like, oh my gosh, that attitude? I was actually driving my daughter to school one morning this week and I even mentioned it to her. I was taking a turn. I guess maybe this woman who was driving, and she was actually driving kind of like a T. It's a three-way intersection. And so she was going straight, but I was going to turn so I could actually see her face to face. She had this horrible, horrible scowl on her face. And I looked at my daughter and I said, I would not want to be talking to her this morning. Do you have those interactions with people, other adults? I mean, I know we get them with children, but with other adults? Am I really that old? Are we missing something? Are we missing the fact that we need to be respecting each other as human beings? That maybe there's some expectations we need to be living up to? I mean, if we're going to be our best selfie, we need to start acting like our best selfie and working towards that. I asked my son today, I said, what was one of the main things that you took away? And of course, as a mama, I'm going to be really proud here. But he said, Mom, communication. I was like, really? He said, yeah. And so I asked him again, yes, the coach coming out of me, well, how can you use communication in your family? And I said, and then in your school. And I'd ask him a couple other questions. And it really began to get him to think that, wow, this just isn't about talking and using proper English, and do I have the is and was right, and am I spelling everything correctly? Communication is being able to formulate a thought and being able to pass that on to another individual where they get it too. That is profound. Can you use that in your marriage? Can you use that at your workplace? Can you use that at your home? Can you use that in your community? Yes, 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 and yes. So for my son, yes, I got to say, I was very excited when he said that. Of course, I would expect nothing less, right? That would be this mama. But what are you portraying to your children? And this is where your KISS comes in, the Keep It Simple strategy. In order to take away this age thing that I went through this time warp, there's one thing I can do best, and so can you, and you can join me. Lead by example. Be a role model. Be a role model. So when I was working with my fifth graders, all the ones that came through, and we had over 130 kids there today, I was able to sit there and help them with terminology, encourage their communication. I was able to be that role model with my other two adult coaches that were there so that they too could understand, like, oh, that's a good way to communicate. Because I think we're communicating. We think we're getting the idea across, but it's honestly not registering. It's like it's going right over our heads. We may be great in technology and advancing in our sciences, but we are struggling in communication. So you need to begin by lead by example. Be a role model. And how you do this, it's a five-step process. It's easy, and it's based on M-O-D-E-L model. All right, so number one, model the behavior you want your child to use. And if you don't have any children around, then model the behavior you want your hubby to use, or your sister, or your best friend, okay? So be the model. You can't expect them to do something if you're not willing to do it too. So for example, if you're using foul language in the household, but your rule is that they can't use it, then why are you using it? One to think about. Number two, own your mistakes and acknowledge them to your child. Wow. Yeah, that's that big O. Own your mistakes. What does this mean? When you own your mistakes, you're becoming more vulnerable. You're opening yourself up. You become more authentic. Why? Because we know we're not perfect. This is what makes you your best selfie. Own your mistakes and acknowledge them to your child. I do it all the time. I am not perfect. I may yell at my kids. I may say something out of line. I may ask them to do something. If I realize I've done something wrong, you can ask them. I own up to it. I go and apologize. I explain my reasoning for whatever. And if it was something that was that I shouldn't have done, then I say what I'm going to do to change the action. Okay, so M model, O, own. Number three, develop appropriate responses in situations. So what do we mean by that? Remember life's equation, E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome. The only way you can change your outcome is by changing your responses. So that D, develop the appropriate responses, are essential. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the good. It has to be the appropriate responses to the situation. And you may need to start in your area of weaknesses. I've talked about anger. And sometimes if I am like really, really tired and I am beat and it's just like my patients have been strung out all over for not even just because of my kids, just life for whatever reason. And sometimes I snap at my kids. It's just that tone that I use. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I did not mean that to you. It has nothing to do with you. I apologize. I take it back. You see, that's a weakness for me. And I know I need to work on that. So it's a good place to start in that area to develop your appropriate responses is think about your weaknesses. You can start there. Okay. Number four, encourage appropriate actions. Notice I did not say the word good actions. Encourage appropriate actions. For example, let's say your son or daughter, they are outside playing and all of a sudden you hear this yelling and screaming. Well, what happened was a child decided that they were going to maybe hit your child. Well, they're going to defend themselves, right? Of course. So you may not want them fighting, but to defend themselves, yes. So was that an appropriate action? Yes. Maybe not the action that you would really have wanted them to be in. So you may have to rewind a little bit and talk about what came and proceeded before that whole situation broke out into a fight. But again, it's the appropriate action that needs to be taken. Encourage the appropriate actions. We need to do that with our spouses. Let's say your husband has, maybe he doesn't encourage the children as well as you think he should, okay? As moms, we're natural nurturers. We are ones who say, oh, come on, you can do it. Yes, 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 yes. And then you got dad maybe like, oh, do it better. You know how to do that. Get that ball up there higher. Come on. You see the difference? They're kind of teaching, but sometimes a kid feels like maybe I'm being yelled at and I'm not being really encouraged. So if you want to encourage that encouragement that your, you know, that your hubby will give to, you know, your child, what can you do? Well, when they do it, say, oh my gosh, Bill, that was awesome. Did you see what you did? Thank you so much. His eyes lit up. That's all you would have to say. That's it. And I'll be like, oh, what did I do? Okay, rewind in my mind. Oh, that's what I did. Make sure I repeat that because that won me some bonus points. Okay? Yeah, that's what they're going to do. So you need to encourage appropriate actions. And at the same tone, you know, ask your hubby, your sweetheart, to feed it back to you. I do this with my hubby. Hey, I'm working on this, sweetheart. Can you point this out, you know, just nicely? Don't like be mean about it because we all get a little bit defensive when our flaws are pointed out to us, right? Yes, that's human nature. But we can do it with respect. And I think that's the key factor there. Okay, and number five, love unconditionally. Love them where they're at. I'm telling you, mamas, sometimes you think you're doing that. But a lot of times we say, I love you under these conditions. Now, you're not saying that out loud, but you're wanting them to fall into this. You want them to be their best. You want them to always get the best grades or to go out for the best job. But ultimately, you need to love them unconditionally. We need to do that with our children. We need to do that with our husbands. We need to do that with anyone that you come in contact with. Now, that does not mean, hear me out, that does not mean that you are approving of their actions. You're loving the person. I have friends. I have family. I have people all over the world. I love them, but I may not approve necessarily of what they are doing, their actions, or maybe situation that they've put themselves in. But that doesn't mean that I think of them as any less. I still love them. I just may not approve of their action that they're taking or decision that they made. But I still can love them unconditionally. There's a big difference there. And as much as we think we're loving unconditionally, a lot of the times we are loving with conditions. So be careful on that. So are you ready to be a role model today? Lead by example? Because you know what? I'm really too old for us not to allow this generation to have an impact as they continue to grow up and the generations that they bring up. Model, own, develop, encourage, and love. This is your kiss for the day. Go out, make it an awesome day because you are incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.